teardrops glisten.
And kiddies listen
to hear
sleigh bells in the snow.
Yes, my friends, an amazing collage there. White Christmas by Corporal Blossom from the CD called A Mutated Christmas from the Illegal Art label. And I'll be playing tons more sound being measured in tons of that more. And I will give their address. But you can also check out www.triagemusic.com. TriageMusic.com. It says on their PR of this collection, a bad trip at Christmas song collages. And boy, that describes these next 3 hours of Slack that we'll be enjoying over the coming weeks, because we've got so much sick Christmas music. But now it is time to go back and drink out of
the Christmas trough.
I've lost
Oh, look, Dave's dressed like Santa Claus.
He's like a cowboy Santa. How jolly. Oh, Jazz is gives Dave the show pills. Boy, I really
need
one.
What am I
going to
do about laundromat in this suit, though?
I need the show bath. The show de-lousing.
Oh, Dave doesn't even have headphones yet.
That's enough of that.
Oh, he's got headphones now.
I also have the part of my pancreas that I'd like to show you now. It's been increased in size to...
Oh, your pancreas looks lovely, Dave. Look, it's swelling.
The capability of a man of 190 IQ's brain tomorrow.
I'll put more pills out for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, those pills. They make my mouth feel like it's on fire. And my brain feels like it's a puddle of liquefied crystals.
I'm shocked by you.
I'm sorry. The red pills are really good.
I like to take the red one and the blue one.
Red one and the blue one.
At the same time. That way you go in and out.
The warp mixes.
And out. It's so high, you can't go over it.
You can program to perform 8 different functions.
Upsy Baby, the doll that stands up. She's new, from Kenner.
Where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
We must buy our toys. We have devised a marketing scheme for children's toys. They will powerless resistance. You will use your church as a vehicle to bring these toys before the power. It will be called Power for Kids. Do you understand and accept? For the usual plus expenses. Good.
Okay, I think for the girls we'll have the Starry Rainbow Bites. And for the boys, little tiny transformer robots that change into dollar bills and back again.
Yes, but how will the battle of good against evil be represented in your marketing schemes, human?
Good at lots of muscles.
Good. Good! The primitive Earth societies should accept this value judgment. Good will have great physical attributes according to human desires, sexual desires, latent in children, brought out through the vehicle of this so-called
pharmaceutical poison
church.
Batteries not included.
Yes. The old subgenius toy marketing scheme, recorded there at Doc Stock 1984, and Mean Palmer Vreedies. Angels We Have Heard on High, it was by the Philistines. The collage called All the Money You've Got is from the Great Obtuse Christmas Collage Album, which you can get for free. Get this, check out this website, obtuse.iuma.com. That's excuse me. Some of these subgeniuses. That's obtuse.iuma.com. Free, the obtuse thing. And before that, Jingle Bells from the Mill Valley Taters. And this background music is a Christmas Gas, 14 blasted holiday carols with Slim Sphincter. Now, his name is not spelled Sphincter, but Sphincter, www.slimsphincter.com has, or you can write to Slim at Slim Sphincter, but that's S-P-I-N-C-T-E-R. SlimSphincter.com. Ah, yes. And next up, The Real Story of Christmas by Michael Shelley.
Lonesome Cowboy Dave, a lot of people don't know this, but Lonesome Cowboy Dave was the original Mr. Jingling.
That was so long ago, Chaz. That was another life, and that was another lifestyle. I lived then with a very, very, very dear friend of mine still to this day, lovely Mr. Horace Juris Nobo Monkey, and he and I...
Oh, the inventor of the Betsy Wetsy doll.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Well,
I don't know. The sun never came up, but we still called them
that
days.
Was a beautiful house.
We were feisty people then. The glass was always half full, and we were always half
empty. Well, wasn't that, isn't that when you originally met Bob, was when you were the original Mr. Jingling, and you were hanging out down in the Greenwich Village?
Everything had tassels that year, I think. It was 1953.
That's true.
What bar did you run into him at? With Santa Claus, you, and
Bob? Oh, I think it was Bob.
We were looking for records at Bleecker Bob's one day, and I was wearing the tutu, and he recognized me as Swingin' Sam, also better known as Mr. Jingling here in Cleveland Town. He could tell by my little elf tassels and the fact that I had the
How did that paternity suit ever turn out between Dobbs and Santa?
And who?
His dad.
Santa dog.
I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't think it was...
Yes, but St. Nicholas, this is fact. St. Nicholas punched another bishop in the nose and bloodied his nose.
And sucked
the
really? The historical St. Nicholas?
Over the Trinity of God.
The original St. Nicholas in Turkey?
Bob
is a root. Who the hell is God?
Yeah.
Well, Turkey is from our part of the country. I could tell he said God.
Who the hell is God?
Who the hell is God? Really?
Asked Dobbs one day.
That's the question we should be asking.
Suddenly, a lightning bolt struck from nowhere on that bright, sunny day. Bob did a backflip, and from that day on, he too was a believer.
And from the smoldering stump, a little child bearing flowers
and
emerged.
Chip, what else was
each
on the TV
with
St. Nicholas?
The historical Santa Claus is originally lived, as the caller knows, as a bishop in was it Constantinople?
Istanbul. One of those.
Or it was in ancient Byzantium.
Asia Minor in general. Yeah.
Yes, he was, and he was known for sneaking into the rooms of young women and leaving gifts.
Life-sized lumps of coal, complete with a fake beard and a CIA Wall Street credit card.
A saint he was.
Well,
the girl said.
Saint Nicholas invented the CIA.
That's good. You got it, brother.
Snuck into people's houses through the chimney.
You got it, brother.
When they were sleeping, he knew when they were awake.
But like the CIA,
he was protecting
them.
Foucault
knew that Saint Nick was a creeping, stinking spy.
What?
He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows what you've been eating.
Hey, man, my kids still believe in Saint Nicholas.
And who keeps that belief alive in their fevered, sick little brain?
Madison Avenue, of course.
No, the surveillance community
Disney.
Under your direction.
And the Reynolds
Saint
Tobacco
Nicholas's
Company.
Ghost walks the earth.
Miller
He's a
Beer,
very powerful
you know.
Being. If you're bad, he punishes you. If you're good, he rewards you. He's probably the closest thing to Jesus walking the earth.
Well, he's the closest thing to Big Brother there is. He rewards those
yeah.
who are, knows when they are smiling, when they're awake.
I think really, if you want to make a deal, you have to do it with, you know.
Could Dr. Claus, in fact, be the wandering, quote, milkman rumored to have fathered our savior, J.R. Bob Dobbs?
Well, we find it a very likely possibility from the falsified documents we have.
And
here.
Also the fluffy beard that often grew on Bob's feet.
Well, and the sperm count with the glowing red nose. What could this mean?
Often Dobbs's early girlfriends had to actually shave his feet, especially when he was.
Listen, if you're going
to
say Indians had flying saucers out in Minneapolis 15,000 years ago, then by damn God, it was for sure the beard, the fake beard.
And I want one of them new robots with the real intestinal bacteria.
Yeah, what about.
And one of those robots with a fish brain for a brain.
They're sold out.
And a new pony boy to scrub my sink.
Toys R Us has no more.
Cat's got a point.
They're on the shelf.
For everybody.
Can't get them from Amazon.com. Can't get them anywhere in time. Too late for Christmas.
Because there's too many Care-Nots out there.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. 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 Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your side from now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
From now on. Happy golden miles
let your heart be out of sight.
Out of sight.
Jackson 5. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And a goofy new year.
3 miles away. A merry little Christmas now.
from Mutated Christmas, friends. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by No-L. No-L. Before that, some year-old ESO, and Michael Shelley did that Real Story of Christmas from the Tarkin Records All-Star Holiday Extravaganza. I'm playing a lot from that. So check out www.triage.com for that one also. The Tarkin Records is also on www.triage.com. And now, the Jethros.
Those who have the psychosis that convinces them that they are the Santa Bob.
Or that they're Santa Bob by night.
And they go shuffling through the snow on their nameless, hideous errands. The grin of Bob and the beard of Santa Claus and the pipe of the Lord on their face.
They stop using the locks of their doors and they just kind of float in through the keyhole.
Oh, friends, it's tough. And, you know, Just going to church ain't enough. You gotta send your money to the Santa Bob. As a matter of fact, the people across the street from me told their kids that Santa Claus bills them for the toys he brings. Can you believe that? The kids were asking if their parents, if maybe Santa Claus will bring us two He-Man erector sets. And the mom said, no, he won't, because he bills us. We can't afford that. Santa Claus sends us a bill after Christmas.
Yeah, but at least he totes the note.
Every Christmas Eve, children nestled in their beds dream of Santa and the presents they hope he... Hey, wait a second. That's no kid.
All right, everyone, use your sign wave.
Sign.
Advanced Dogmatic Studies, dear friends, also known as Electric Elf, at loop.com. How the Jinx Stole Christmas. From their collection, Have Yourself an Advanced Dogmatic Christmas. That's Advanced Dogmatic Studies. Did I say studios? You can email information about that. A whole album, which is available, the Advanced Dogmatic Christmas album, from Electric Elf at loop.com.
Good to him.
But I have no gift to bring.
Go. Look upon the newborn king.
Thank you.
Amazing. More from Corporal Blossom. I am really impressed by their editing work, and that's on Corporal Blossom and the Mutated Christmas is on the Illegal Art label. That's www.detritus.net/illegalart. www.detritus.net/illegalart. And now more Jethro's. Birth do we celebrate with this new century?
Even come to questioning
who was nailed on that great manger cradle but Satan Claus.
Oh my God,
whose father Paul Bunyan and whose mother Big Sister.
Did they have Christmas before there were malls?
Before there were malls, there was no such thing as Christmas.
Yes,
the pilgrims forbade
there,
it.
There was a down-home Norman Rockwell style It's a Wonderful
exactly,
Life type
square,
of Christmas.
Like bring yep. your Christmas it was tree a, and it was a,
it was a
bonfire,
a like kite-flying Coca-Cola drinking Christmas, not a crack-smoking, rubber-snapping Christmas.
Roly-poly dough.
It was
roll the holy dough.
When your little brother broke through the hole, it fell through a hole in the ice sled. And you went and saved him. You didn't laugh at him and huff some more glue. It was a wonderful life back then.
And make little jokes about him.
Remember when Uncle Bud would come in
and then we'd take candles, like most people have
to. He would have that smile on his face and the big red nose.
But today, Christmas has lost its meaning.
He's beating the crap out of Santa Claus.
Strange lights appear in the skies all over the world. The wife of a carpenter experiences virgin birth, and a baby is born with a head that glows like a fluorescent lamp. Dare I ask it? Yes. Was the infant Jesus neither man nor God, but merely one of the countless aliens that visit the Earth each and every day? The answer? Yes, definitely. Take that and shove it up the tube marked certainty, in the fuzzy place called the Twilight Zone.
Friends, try to imagine my God and somewhere in the snowy north, the Santi Bob trudging mindlessly through the Himalayan snows, driven by strange forces to complete his nameless errand, and he may show up at your house, my friend, if you've been a bad subgenius or a halfway subgenius, or if we keep getting tangled up in these other shows and having strange microphones. Oh, just a situation.
All the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now, he decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up a room into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger, and he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue Blitzen, and he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy, the night Kris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk up stepping in reindeer guts. There's the National Guard and the FBI. There's a van from the Eyewitness News and helicopters circling round in the sky. And the bullets that fly and the body counts rising, and everyone's dying to know who said it was.
To be such a jolly guy. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now victims in therapy and Donner's still nervous. And the elves all got jobs working for the Postal Service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a low.
An advanced dogmatic Christmas song thing called Santa Is Coming by F. Gillespie or Gillespie and F. J. Coot. electricelf@loop.com can tell you more about that. But now the greatest scary Christmas song ever, friends, from his new album Don't Trust Whitey, James Kochalka, Superstar.
Sleigh ride to heck.
Oh, scary, man. Totally scary. Scary Brogue Friend with his new Nameless album, a Nameless song about I call it the Gary's X-Day song. Before that, Saint Anne and Helena Handbasket with Welcome to Hell from their CD by the same name, which you can get from www.minitrue.org. Minitrue has no E in it. It's MINITRU.org. The Sleigh Ride to Heck, of course, was the great James Kochalka from his new album, and that's also on www.triedgemusic.com or Indie World with a Y, indieworld.com/Kochalka with a bunch of K's. Oh, and the Jethros, friends, here's their address, 212.5 Miller Avenue. This is the Jethros, 212.5. This is a strange number, 212.5 Miller Avenue, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, NH, that is, Portsmouth, 03801. And, of course, the subgenius Post Office Box 140306, Dallas, Texas 75214 for free information. Or my address is Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. It's all at www.subgenius.com. And at the very bitter end, after the rants, shall be Reverend Mark Mothersbaugh, A Silent Night. Oh, thank you, Slim Sphincter.
After all these friendly calls, I got one call from somebody who said, what are y'all, the usual thing, the usual question, what are y'all trying to do? And I go, hey, we're trying to give you some slack, okay? You know, they go, who's Bob? I said, well, give me your address, I'll send you some information or whatever, you know, I'll give the number at the end of the broadcast. And they, and this person, you know, I knew there was something that they weren't saying. And finally, he goes, well, I just hope that, it was something like, I just hope that, you know, you can get right with Jesus or something like that. And just hung up. He hung up. That was the key point. So he didn't want to hear what I had to say back about that because, you know, see, a subgenius has so much faith that he not only can accept somebody making fun of Bob, stomping on a picture of Bob, he'll do it himself. He has so much trust and faith in Bob. Bob is such a good friend that he can insult Bob. Now, we subgeni, I hate to get on my soapbox in the middle of a bunch of entertaining tapes, but we subgeni may be bad, but our way of bad is holy compared to the evil of some, not all, at all, by any means, but so many American fundamentalists, charismatics, evangelicals, etc. in general, of course, they and their corresponding types in Iran, Russia, Libya, South Africa, etc., if you ask me, are actually the ace up the devil's sleeve. Wolves in sheep's clothing, friends, just like Jesus warned about. We're Jesus and Bob, like we say, are old drinking buddies. Got nothing against Jesus. It's just his fan club. And now, we aren't saying that Bob is the ace up God's sleeve. He's more like the smear on God's handkerchief, just like you or me. But the uptight rival cults, they don't think God has a handkerchief. No, because God's perfect. He doesn't even sneeze. We're made in his image, except that we have all these nasty parts attached to us, and we have to go in the secret room, the bathroom, to do awful things. But God, oh, he's clean and pure, according to them. Oh, and he's male. But he doesn't excrete juices and sweat and smelly stuff out of him like we do. Because we sin. Oh, yeah, we all sin. We're bad. We're worthless. We're no good to God unless we sign a contract with his agent. Well, friend, Jesus himself, he spouted just about as many great punchlines as Bob, probably more. But, and this is true, this is historical fact. The very early mainstream Christian church methodically censored about half of the existing gospels about Jesus. I'm not kidding. You can go to any real bookstore and pick up the censored gospels that they finally found years later. They took out the parts where Jesus specifically said that every person had equal access to the Lord and that you didn't need no preacher between you and him. That, in fact, was probably his main point, now lost in antiquity, that you were the son or daughter of God just as much as Jesus was, or Bob, see? But that's too humanistic for the conspiracy Christians, so they wiped out the subgenius Gnostic Christians. Anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox. We'll get into the hideous theological discussions coming up next week as we attack the Bobbies.
First, we interrupt this program for a special promotional announcement.
Return.
E-Bob and the Bastards of the Universe will be back after this message.
And you young people, listen to me today. Quit playing games with Christmas trees.
Trees.
Yeah.
freeze.